From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. Last week's shooting at a gay nightclub in Orlando put homophobic violence in the spotlight. On a regular basis, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people face hate crimes. These incidents are not always deadly, but cause injuries both physical and emotional. Last week, Celebration Community Church in Fort Worth was filled with candlelight as mourners remembered the victims of the Orlando shooting. Pastor Leanne Bryce told the packed church that gay clubs are sacred spaces.
Yes. They're like churches, or at least like churches should be. Places where you're welcomed just as you are. Places where you can gather with loving, supportive community and sort of get bolstered up to go back outside into our homophobic world.
The shooting at that Orlando gay club pierced that sense of safety. It also illuminated the fact that gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people face risk for being themselves on a daily basis. That homophobic world, Bryce says, didn't go away with victories like the Supreme Court legalizing same-sex marriage or the right to serve openly in the military.
I think it is just such a reality check that people every day are killed because they're GLBT people, killed or brutalized in some way. And it's not just in faraway places that it happens, it's right here that it happens.
The Texas Department of Public Safety reports 743 hate crimes based on sexual orientation over the past 15 years. That's one in five hate crimes in Texas. State data shows that crimes targeting gay, lesbian, and bisexual people are making up a larger share of hate crimes in recent years. And there are likely many more hate crimes that don't show up in the data.
The silence speaks a whole lot. We have a huge underreporting problem across the country.
Cheryl Drazen is a lawyer with the Anti-Defamation League in Dallas. She says just 5% of police departments in Texas reported hate crimes data in 2014. They're not required to, by law. Then Drazen says there are crimes that don't even get reported to police.
Victims sometimes do not report, and understandably within the LGBT community, it's a piece of their personal identity that they would have to share publicly that their families may not know about, that their employers may not know about, that their faith community may not know about, and having that become a part of the public record is a really big deal.
A big deal, Drazen says, in a state that doesn't protect LGBT people from being fired or denied housing based on sexual orientation or gender identity. Another huge gap in the Texas data, the state's hate crime law only includes sexual orientation, not gender identity. That means, according to state law, violence that targets transgender people because they are transgender is not a hate crime, Drazen says. Federal law in some states do include gender identity.
The data would suggest that the transgender community is more targeted than even the lesbian, gay, and bisexual community, if we were really measuring numbers. In fact, the 2016 numbers indicate that there have been more crimes against transgender individuals this year than there were last year, and we're only in June.
Chuck Smith of Equality Texas says recent LGBT victories and greater acceptance in society have also sparked a backlash from conservative politicians.
It is those very advancements that have fueled people who really don't believe that LGBT people should be treated equally.
Smith points to the heated debate around transgender people's access to bathrooms as just the latest flashpoint. He says LGBT organizations have seen a spike in calls from transgender people concerned about their safety, as some politicians have painted transgender people as a threat.
We live in an environment where the activity and the level of rhetoric has risen to such a level that it does put certain people in fear for their own safety.
Outside Celebration Community Church in Fort Worth, after the vigil let out, Whitney Strange says the shootings in Orlando have left her shaken. She's even had younger friends talk about going back into the closet. She wonders if they're not as hardened to homophobia as she is after growing up with more open hate.
I had Cokes thrown at me, my locker slammed shut, I was beaten on, spit at, you know, just for purely even looking like I was walking with another girl, or for even looking like a boy.
Strange is now in her 30s. She says the more commonplace violence and aggression people in her community suffer, whether it can be counted as a hate crime or not, leaves them willing to accept more abuse than they should.
It's really hard to say someone cursed at me on the street, spit at me, or threw a glass bottle out of a car, I'm going to report it. If it's been happening your whole life, is it really a hate crime? It's normal.
Strange says she hopes that people in the LGBT community will find the strength to come forward and report hate crimes, at least until those hate crimes become a thing of the past. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.